Teishir in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Dalet Omad Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are beginning a brand new siman, Tof Reish Chav Dalet, which we'll do most of, but we won't finish it today. We start with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us these are the halachas of Matzah Yom Kippur. This will be the last siman dealing with Yom Kippur. Then we move on to the beautiful simanim of Sukkos. So the Mechaber tells us, Mispalim Tfilas Arvis, when we daven Marav at Matzah Yom Kippur, we say, V'omer Havdolah B'chonin Ados, like every end of the Yontif, we add the Atachonin Bracha, we add the Bracha of Atachon Antanu of Havdalah in the Shmon Esrei. That's the Bracha of Bina, and one needs wisdom, one needs knowledge to be able to distinguish the Havdalah Ben Kodesh L'chol and all the other Havdalahs. So, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph that we learned these halachas previously, Ayin La'el and Simen Reish Tzadi Gimel, Siv Aleph, and the Mishnah Berurah Shom as to why it's in specifically in the Bracha of Atachonin. Dershu footnote number one brings down what happens if a person made mistakes. He's so used to the Aseres Mechuvah of saying all the insertions, so he continues to say those insertions on Matzei Yom Kippur in the Shmoneh Esrei. So the first one is if he made a mistake and said Amelech HaKadosh, so the Chai Yadim writes, also the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that Yatzri Dechovav Einot Tzorech L'Achzor. That's still acceptable if you say Amelech HaKadosh, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The Shari Tshuva brings down that this is the opinion of Rov HaAchronim, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita adds that he heard from the grandson of the Chofetz Chaim, Rav Zaks, who said that his grandfather, the Chofetz Chaim, was upset that he didn't put this din in the Mishnah Berurah. But then, Rav Chaim Kanievsky showed him, Sheish Raya from the Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Pei Zayin, that one doesn't go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, and that made the Chofetz Chaim's grandson very happy. Likewise, V'chaydim Tov Amar HaMelech HaMishpat, if you say HaMelech HaMishpat, likewise, Yotzei Dechova, even though you're supposed to say the non-Aseris Yimei Tshuva, insertions in the Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, Melech Hoev Tztok Mishpat, but you say HaMelech HaMishpat. Instead of HaKel HaKadosh, you said HaMelech HaKadosh is still Yotzei. Likewise, if you added the insertions, Zachreinu L'chaim, etc. So if you finish the Bracha, you don't go back according to the Chai Yodam. But if you didn't finish the Bracha, go back to the beginning of the Bracha and say it without the insertions. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Tzorech Lahosif Michol HaKodesh Gam B'Tziyosu. Just like we have a Tosefes Yom HaKippurim at the start, we also have a Tosefes Yom HaKippurim at the end. And you have to have a little bit of what would be Chol, you make that into Kodesh. Shiamtinu, which means you should wait a little bit, Ma'at Achei Tziyas HaKochavim. You have to say HaKochavim, don't do Malacha, don't eat, etc. immediately. But wait a little bit of time and have a Tosefes Yom HaKippurim at the end, just like you had that we started before the Shkia, we accepted upon ourselves Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Kotten Beis, Ein L'El Shom B'Sif Beis, we learned this previously as well, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, and the Bir Halacha over there, and Dershu footnote number 3 reminds us, the Shulchan Aruch said over there, Shetzorach Lizor, Milasos Melocha Motzi Shabbos, we don't do Melocha Motzi Shabbos, until we see at least 3 small stars that aren't spread out coming out. And we have the same Halacha by Yom Kippur, and we're machmir by Yom Kippur and Shabbos more so than a regular tainus, where we're accepting even 3 medium-sized stars, and even if they're spread out, because Shabbos and Yom Kippur have stricter dinim to them. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says we have to wait a little bit till after Seisuk Chavim, and he says during this period of time, the Toch Zman Hazeh, also Bachila, you're not allowed to eat there, and Ruchitz, you're not allowed to wash yourself there, Vesich, you anoint yourself, Bechuli. In other words, all the afflictions of Yom Kippur still apply. Ach, Ein Shir LaSofa, but there is no set amount of the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim at the end, and therefore, Vakein, Kibbon Shemispal, Machat Seisuk Chavim, since we're davening already Marav, after Seisuk Chavim, you can really, therefore, at the conclusion of Marav, Mutar Mukulam, you'll have to already start doing all these, because it's really already past Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Even though Avshah Dayan Lohiv, the Allah coast, but you haven't made Abdullah on the coast. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do all these other things, except you can do Malacha, you can do Sikha, you can do Rechitza, Rak Bachila Ushasiya Asurim Ad Achar Abdullah, but you can't eat or drink until you make Abdullah. And this is true whether it's on a weeknight Yom Kippur or it's Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur. Bein Imchol B'chol, Ubein Kishchol B'Shabbos. Doesn't make any difference there. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, is it permissible to drink water before you make Abdullah Motzei Yom Kippur? Motzei Shabbos, if a person needs to, he can. So he goes through a whole discussion over here, says, B'shas Hadchak, if a person really needs to, he could have a little bit of water if he's very, very thirsty. He shouldn't do this unless he has to. And he brings down that if you are going to take a little drink of water, you definitely have to say either Baruch HaMavda Ben Kodesh L'chol, or if you already said Shmoneh Esrei, you said Atachon Antanu, then you can have a little drink of water. And you should really only have water, and you shouldn't eat then. And ideally, you should really make Havdalah first, but this is only B'shas Hadchak. You could do this if you're very, very thirsty. If a woman has to make Havdalah for herself, so she's allowed to do so, as it says in Dishu for number 5, he brings down from her bosoms, that's how the Shevet HaLevi, that if she can't wait for her husband to come home, she's very hungry, so she can make Havdalah for herself. And certainly if she needed to take a little sip of water, that would be the same as for a man, not a problem. Again, only b'shas adchak. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Mavdilin ala kos, we make havdalah on a cup of wine. However, the aim of Archim ala b'samim, we don't do a bar mine b'samim. And he says, the Mechaber's opinion is, even if it's Matzei Shabbos, afilu imcho lios b'shabbos. And the reason we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in a second. But that's the Mechaber's opinion, as we'll see, and as most of you probably know, Ashkenazim do make a bar mine b'samim if it's Matzei Shabbos, which we'll see inside in a second. So let's go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet. He told us, in a shul that always makes havdalah in shul every Matzei Shabbos and every Matzei Yom Tov. So then two over here, gam achshav yavdil l'shliach tzibur. The shliach tzibur should also make havdalah here, but v'yatim in a kos l'katan, you give to a katan to drink this cup of wine. Oh, after gadol, or even to a full-fledged adult, mishu miskavin lotzis b'avdalah du. As long as the person is intending to be yotzi, this is havdalah, it's perfectly fine. And the Shaar HaTzion knows dalet, the Chofetz Chaim points out the obvious. He says, likewise, the person making havdalah can be yotzi, as long as he's intending to be yotzi with that havdalah. So, for example, you have a single person, he doesn't have a wife and family to go home to make havdalah for them, so he can make havdalah in shul, in a shul that makes havdalah. So you can make in the shul, let's say, Yom Kippur, make havdalah and drink the full glass of wine, not a problem. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that when you give to the katan in shul, it should be a katan that has reached the age of chinuch, in order that your bracha should not be a bracha levatola. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey tells us that we don't make, according to the Mechaber, bar minei b'samim. He says, shetama bracha, the reason why we don't make a bar minei b'samim, k'dei l'hoshiv es ha-nefesh v'pnei sha-neshama yaseira shahol chala. The person has an extra neshama yaseira on Shabbos, and that Neshama Yisera leaves us on Matzei Shabbos, and your body is weak, so to resuscitate yourself, so to say, we have Bisamim. Now, why isn't that true on Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos? He says, V'yakshav Yom Kippurim, lo hayabo Neshama Yisera b'nei atainis. He says, even if it's Shabbos, you don't have that special Neshama Yisera because you're not eating. Rashi brings down in the Gemara that a person actually has a physical additional desire to eat because of the Neshama Yisera. Others explain it's a spiritual Neshama Yisera addition that you have. In any event, both are probably in accordance with each other. It's not one connected to the other, not mutually exclusive. And therefore, since you're not eating on Yom Kippur, you don't need this Neshama Yisera, you don't have this Neshama Yisera, and therefore, no need to make a bar minei b'samim in Havdalah, according to the Mechaber. Yeshua number 7 brings down, even if the person is not fasting on Yom Kippur, he's allowed, but halachically required to eat. Nevertheless, the Shari Knesset Sagdolah says, brought down the Hagos on the tour, Shalo Yavarach, you still don't make a bar minei b'samim in this situation, even according to the opinion of the Deos Elu, Shalom Mavarachim, that normally don't make a bracha on a bar minei b'samim because they're fasting, so they wouldn't make it over here as well, because we just have one rule, low plug, everybody doesn't make a bar minei b'samim according to this opinion. However, now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the more commonly accepted practice amongst Ashkenazim, and you can see in Shaar HaTzion Oz Vav, this is the opinion of many, the Bach, in the name of the Maril, the Avudram, the Marshal, the Mogen Avraham, the Taz, the Graz, the Mati Ephraim, the Bigdi Yesha, all of them hold like this. Avol Rabbi Me'achronim, that's the majority of these Achronim, Cholkin Azev, disagree with the Mechaber, the Sovereign, and they in fact hold the Kishachol B'Shabbos, when Motzi Shabbos, Melchi Yom Kippur are the same. In other words, Shabbos with Yom Kippur, Yesh lo vorech ala b'samim. You do make a borei minei b'samim. Ein kan chashash brach levatala. It's not even a question of a brach levatala interposing between your borei priyagofen and your drinking. Kivun shenene. Because either way, you are getting hana from the borei minei b'samim, so it's not considered a hefsek. The issue footnote number 8 does bring down that the reason why it's not considered a hefsek between the Birchas HaGofen and the Havdalah, if you make a Bar Minei B'Samim in between and you didn't have to, so you have Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and Meshach Kolponim is a Machshiv Havdalah. It adds importance and significance to the Havdalah, so therefore it's not considered a Hesek Hadas, it's not considered a hefsek. And he brings down from Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Linyan HaBracha Shel Acha Brismila. Likewise, we make a bracha after the Brismila, Shem Osifim Lavorach Ala B'Samim Achwe Birchas HaGofen, those that have the custom to make a Bar Minei B'Samim, V'lo Nechshav LaHefsek Bracha. It's not considered a hefsek in that situation as well. Mishnah Berurah continues, however, and he does point out that if the shul doesn't have that custom, then don't do it in shul. Mikomakom ein lahoros letzibur kein. Don't publicly tell the tzibur to do this. And the limchos miyodam b'mokom shenag b'beis hakneses shelo levarach l'b'samim. Don't go and protest and say, "Hey, make a bar minei b'samim." If the minhag was not to make a bar minei b'samim, but rak le'atzmo v'veiso yochel levarach, he's not for the prima godam. But you yourself are allowed to go do this because that's the opinion of most of these achronim. The issue footnote number 9 brings down from the Chazon Ish and this is brought down by his nephew, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, brings down that the great Chazon Ish is Hatzal, Shi'avarech al besamim be'emtzav dolo kemo kol Motzei Shabbos. The Chazon Ish's custom was to do make a bar minyan besamim in the middle of Abdullah on Motzei Yom Kippur Motzei Shabbos. Or kemo shekosav Matei Ephraim, this is the opinion of Matei Ephraim, and the Salmas Chaim, and others. However, the Kaf HaChaim brings down, Shi'avarech al besamim achrei siyum Abdullah. You make the bar minyan besamim after Abdullah. And he says this is the opinion of the Chayyadim as well, and the Orchas Chayyim. They write, Lefi Shemash Shekoza the Sefer HaKavonos, based upon the Sefer HaKavonos from the Arizal, Shebarachos Havdol Tzuchosilos Kesidron, you should make them in the right order. So he says, Tzorach Iyan, Mivarach Labasam, and Besim Havdol. He says, maybe you shouldn't do it this way according to the Sefer HaKavonos. Likewise, he says, V'chein L'varach Labasam, Lefnei Havdol, to make the bracha before the Havdol, and smell it. Umiyan L'riach Zabasam. And then make the bar piyag often and go and smell the psalm again. So Yosef Shalom Eliyashiv Zatzal brings down Sha'av Shiesh Vishikos Vasuskin, even though there are those that say to do that, he says his own personal opinion is Ein Lana Hogai Kain, don't do this. Because Lariach Zabasom, Akre Birchas Hagefen, who have sick, Birchas Hagefen, Lahabdil, Labirchas Hamabdil, Ushasi Asakos. He says it is a hefsik since you really don't need to do so because you already made the bracha and you already smelled it. I'll go back to Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "Imchol b'Shabbos." Again, Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. So, at the conclusion, we say, "V'yitin l'cha every Motzei Shabbos." For those that say it, so omer v'yitin l'cha here as well. However, v'ein omer v'yinoam v'yatar kadosh. But we don't say those paragraphs. Why? Because those deal with malacha, doing work during the week, and here during this upcoming week, you have Sukkos, l'vishachak Sukkos, chol b'yemsa shavua, and therefore we don't say something about working the entire week. The issue footnote number 10 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that says that many people, because of the tirch of the tzibura, to say v'yitin l'cha in shul, they go home, they make kavdala, they eat, and then they say the yitin l'cha after that. And this is the opinion of the Aderis as well. On the other hand, the Matir Prime says, no, you should say it in shul like every Motzei Shabbos. Sif Talad Mechaber writes, Mevorchim al ha'ur, we do make a borei mi'orei ha'esh. Now this is unique, this is a different reason that we do it for every Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Yontif, we don't make a borei mi'orei ha'esh, but Motzei Yom Kippur we do, because of the idea that it's ner sheshavas. We specifically have a candle that we could have done melacha with, as opposed to Yontif when ochel nefesh is permitted and you can use fire. Yom Kippur is different. It's also to have ochel nefesh, you're not allowed to use fire, and therefore you're showing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had fire available, but I didn't do it all day long. So therefore, the Mishnah explains, Sivkot and Vav, Lefisha Posko Hanoso Bo Bayom, you didn't get any Hanoa from the flame that day. Shekol Hayom, Lo Cholim, Lishtamish Bo, Yach Shefutalo. So you're demonstrating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could have had fire, it was available, but I didn't use it because you said not to. And now, when it's Mutter, only now am I going to use it. Tisha footnote number 11, therefore says, do you need to use a avuka, a torch? Normally, Motzei Shabbos, we have two flames at least. So Rosh Hashanah Zatzal brings down, based upon this reasoning, has nothing to do with needing a torch that Hashem created light on Motzei Shabbos for Adam Arishon. So that's why we have a torch. So here he says, technically you don't need to use a torch. You could use a single flame. A Ner Sheshavas would be perfectly fine. Because the Iker Hadlaka is Laharo Sha'esh Haisa Asura at Kohutra. Until now it was Asur, now it's Mutra. So a single flame can do that as well. However, he brings down, Mikom Makom, Afilu Kishil Baruch Al Ner, Baal Psila Achas, we say Borin Me'ore Eish. We still use the plural Lashon. On the other hand, he brings down from the Eish Labra Mibachach that even on Matzah Yom Kippur, you need to use a Havdalah candle, you use a torch, the two flames. And this is also the opinion of Rav Devlitsky Zatzal. You can't go and light a match Motzei Yom Kippur like you can Motzei Shabbos and light the Havdalah candle. Here you have to use a Ner Sheshavas. The Mishnah explains Sivkot Zayin. It's not only from two stones that you can't create it, it's even if you use two Atzei Gofres, which Shekarim Shvebeloch, which are matches. Gafrum, it says in the Tirgum number 1. The Cholki Agabe, or any other way of creating a fire that you can't do. So the difference between Yom Kippur Shabbos, I already mentioned, here the Mishnah tells it to us. Normally on Motzei Shabbos we say Abdullah, Mor Biur Eish, She'enuel Lezecher, it's to remind us, She'enuel Or B'Motzei Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Adam Arishon was terrified of the dark, and he showed him how to make a flame. She'adam Arishon, Hikesh Avonim B'Motzei Shabbos, Zeh B'Zeh, V'Otzi B'en Eish, he rubbed the two stones together, and he made fire, Hashem showed him. Therefore, L'chei Mutal Baruch HaLeish, because Mima shows you what. Therefore, every Motzei Shabbos, you can just light a match and create the fire. However, Yom Kippur, as we've already said, that Yom Kippur is different than the other Yom Tovim. When you don't have Ochel Nefesh on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to use a fire, you're not allowed to light with fire. And now, after Yom Kippur, it's now Mutter. So we want to demonstrate that we had the fire, and yet we didn't use it because you said so. This fire is now new to us, and we're making a bracha on it. This is only for a candle that was lit all through Yom Kippur, or as we'll see, even if the candle was lit beheter on Yom Kippur, that would work as well. The Mishnah tells us that it was around on Yom Kippur and we didn't use it. And you didn't get hanah from it. And you didn't use it on Yom Kippur, but now you can. As opposed to a fire that you're going to light on Matzah Yom Kippur, that doesn't demonstrate anything. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, based upon what we just said, the Shaar Tzion in Hilchos Shabbos tells us that b'motzi Shabbos im ein lo or levorech olav ein tzorech la'asarach rizeh. On a regular motzi Shabbos, if you don't have a candle, nishkef ralev, not the end of the world. Whereas here on Motzi Yom Kippur, you really have to go look for a candle to go light with a ner shishabbos, because here you're demonstrating something different than on Motzi Shabbos. The issue footnote number 13 brings down to light a candle, your Abdullah candle from the Ner Shishavas, so we're going to see that in a moment in Shulchan Aruch, She'ef Shulahad Minul Baruch Lov, that is acceptable. And the reasoning is, Mishum Shiyesh Bo'or Shehidlik Akshav K'tzas Mi'or Shishavas, because it really has in it the Or Shishavas as well. We go back to Mishnah Berurah, he says, Ochein, therefore, Im Chol Yom Kippur Mishavas, when Yom Kippur and Shabbos will out, and you have two reasons why you're saying a Baruch Mi'or Yehesh, so then, Mutu Medina Lavarech, B'motzi Shabbos Alur Zeh, then you can use a candle that you're lighting a match to on Motzi Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Shabbos, because you have the reasoning for Shabbos that you can light, even though you don't have the reasoning for Yom Kippur. However, he says, in that situation as well, while technically you could strike a match, you should try to fulfill both reasons and use an Ner Shabbos even when it's Motzi Shabbos. And certainly, in that situation, you can light from the Ner Shabbos to your Havdalah candle, and that's perfectly acceptable as well. Mishnah Berurah of Kodem Ches tells us, Lafuke, you're not allowed to go and strike two stones together, strike a match together, Lafuke Motziu Esman Havolim, but if you lit it from a match, Erev Yom Kippur, that's perfectly fine. It's not an issa to use it from a match. It's an issa to light it Motzi Yom Kippur. But if it was lit from a match before Yom Kippur, and it's Shavas and Yom Kippur, Bevadi Motzi, certainly that's good. Given Shavas will be Yom Kippur, because the critical thing is that it should have rested on Yom Kippur and not be used. Then the Mechaber tells us, V'yeish Omrim Shebevarchem Olav Me'omud Rishon Ve'elach. There are those that say that you can light from the Ner Shishavas to another candle. The Mishnah Berurah explains, if contest, Hainu Shedliku Ner Echod Meoso Shalheves, that you lit another candle from the Ner Shishavas, and that's good. The reasoning is, V'tamam Shegam Zenikra or Shishavas Ve'eno or Hanivra Mechodosh. This is not considered a new light. This is also considered a shtickle, the Ner Shishavas. Sifeinu Mechaber Ayitz Yisrael Shedlik Meovikal Chovim. If you take a candle from a goy, so he has a light, and you take his light, you cannot use that for Motzi Yom Kippur, even though Alpha P Shem Motzi Shabbos Mevarchalav, even though on a Motzi Shabbos you could use it, She'ein Mevarchalav Motzi Yom Kippur Me'elal or She'shavas Mibojom. You specifically want to use on Yom Kippur a candle, as we've said many times already now, that could have been used on Yom Kippur. If it belonged to the guy, it wasn't an Er She'shavas. And therefore, you want to use B'davka Mibojom Mamish, it should be available on Yom Kippur to use, or at least the candle that was lit from it, and that's why we do light from the lights that are left in shul. However, if it was even lit on Yom Kippur, for a sick person, it can also be used as well to make Havdalah on. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud tells us, why do we allow us to use a candle from a guy on Motzi Shabbos? Because you're not using it from the guy's candle, but you're using the Tosefes Shalheves, the additional flame that your candle is lit now, and that's what you're making the Havdalah on. And not from the source, which came from the Yaakov. The Tosefes Shalheves, this additional flame, Kim Nolad Akshav. This additional flame was not present on Yom Kippur. It's only made right now. That's why you can't use this on Motzei Yom Kippur, but you could use it Motzei Shabbos. B'domu l'ur, Yotzei ben Eitzim. This is no different than a light that came from Eitzim v'Avonim, from a match. The also the Motzei Yom Kippur l'Baruch Hu, that you can't make a bracha on it on Motzei Yom Kippur. He says, Ayin l'mogin Avram, the l'fizeh gam, b'ur ha'yotzei min Eitzim v'Avonim, en l'baruch afilu al ner acher, shudlach mimenu. You can't take another candle that was lit from the match. The lo k'yesh omen disif dalet. Not like the opinion disif dalet that said that you could. So, bottom line is, you should have a Ner Sheshavas on Yom Kippur, a candle that wasn't used, even if it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, and in this way you fulfill all the opinions. Be the Evid, if you didn't, so then you have a little bit of a problem, and we went through some of the potential options that you may have. With this, we conclude today's shiur.